JoJo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
All right, Shannon with the Dirty on the 30.
Well, that was quick. Britney Spears is back on Instagram less than a week after deactivating her page. And yesterday, Britney posted two identical photos, one in color, one in black and white. And she said that she and her fiance, Sam Asghari, had taken a little weekend trip to Palm Springs to celebrate their engagement. Brit captioned the photos with, "I couldn't stay away from the gram too long, so I'm back already." Now, this is interesting, and we've talked about this. Britney fans have questioned for months if she's been backlogging content to put on her Instagram, right. And that came up in the comments of these two latest photos. So Britney tried to affirm that the photos were taken recently during her weekend, this past weekend in Palm Springs. So she added to her caption, "Psst, I took these in Palm Springs with clip-in extensions," referring to her long blonde again hair. But people weren't buying it because several fans noticed how Britney had short hair with red dyed pieces on the date of her engagement post a week ago, and now all of a sudden those are gone. But and Megan, I'm sure you would say the same thing. A lot of people were raising their eyebrows about that, but I just thought maybe the red was clip-ins. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
now she has. So I don't know that that was the best detective work on her fans' part. But anyway,
go,
she's
Internet.
Back on Instagram.
You did it. You cracked
yeah.
the code.
Yeah.
I never noticed my wife's own hair, let alone noticing other people's Instagram hair.
Morgan Wallen. If the name doesn't ring a bell, he's the country singer who earlier this year was filmed walking into his house after a night partying with friends in Nashville, shouting racial slurs in his driveway. And the fallout from that was swift. Well, fast forward to the summer, after a stint in rehab, Morgan sat down with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
Before this incident, my album was already doing well. It was already being well received by critics and by fans. Me and my team noticed that whenever this whole incident happened, that there was a spike in my sales. So we tried to calculate what the number of how much it actually spiked, you know, from this incident, and we got to a number somewhere around $500,000, and we decided to donate that money to some organizations, BMAC being the first one.
Well, most of that money seems to be MIA. Morgan has reportedly given only about $165,000 of that $500,000 he pledged, and BMAC, the Black Music Action Coalition, thanked him for his donation, but said they were really disappointed he hasn't used his platform for enough anti-racism endeavors, and called his pledge of $500,000 exceptionally misleading. Again, they've only seen $165,000 of it.
That ain't good. I said ain't good because it was a country artist.
Oh, man, last night was rough. Mike, I know you're so disappointed. The Green Bay Packers defeated the Lions 35-17 on Monday Night Football. Jared Goff completed 13 of his first 14 passes.
Oh, he looked so good in the first half.
Yep. Struggled the rest of the way as the Lions, who are now 0-2, blew a 17-14 halftime lead.
Luke and I were watching in the first half, and Luke and I were like, "Matthew, who? I mean, this is the greatest trade ever." And by the end of the game, we were like, "Get this guy out of here! Bum!"
It's not the quarterback, though. It's the rest of. The defense should have stopped Aaron Rodgers when
he
threw to the same guy over and over. Four touchdowns for that running back.
Don't we have some injuries in the secondary? So. I don't know. You're right.
Did you guys hear about the bettor who had like a free bet on, I think it was the BetMGM app. It was like a $25 wager, and had the Lions won last night, he would have won $726,959 on the parlay.
Yeah, there's like an underdog parlay.
That's exactly what he did. Exactly what he did. And because the Lions lost, he lost out on almost $800,000. Holy crap.
Mike, did you watch the game on ESPN, or did you watch ESPN2 and watch the Peyton Manning and Eli Manning commentaries on the game?
I didn't see so I saw highlights of the Peyton Manning and Eli thing, which is awesome.
It's really cool. Yeah. It's actually a fun way to watch the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think they're going to keep doing that?
I think, through the whole season. That's their thing for Monday Night Football. It actually, I think, draws pretty good ratings.
I heard that Peyton was talking about something he did when he would play against the Patriots at Gillette Stadium.
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers like in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot
dog
in there.
Wow.
Boy, those guys have been known too, by the way.
They've
been
known to tap the locker.
Well, no, they've been known to cheat. Like they remember they did the whole thing where
they were bugging.
They were listening into the headsets.
The headsets.
For the coaches.
And lastly, Shawn Mendes calling out Taylor Swift's boyfriend of almost 5 years, Joe Alwyn. This is from an interview that Shawn did with Vanity Fair this week. They do this thing where they hook up celebrities to lie detector tests.
Do you approve of Taylor's current boyfriend, Joe Alwyn?
I've never personally met Joe, but he looks like a sweet guy.
You're not telling the truth. You're being deceptive.
I'm lying a little bit. Yeah, he's kind of got a little bit of a villain look about him. I mean, he looks like a nice guy, but like at any movement could turn into a villain, you know. But he's got really blue eyes, and I struggle with like eyes that blue, you know. Like I find it easier to trust brown eyes.
Afterwards, he like took a big swallow and he was like, I think I should have probably stopped talking earlier. Now you know who's going to be after him. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on thegymthemorning.com.
This is the home of the Dirty on the 30.
Font Cabs.
And War of the Roses.
Mojo in the Morning.